talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start with Texas. There's always something bizarre, something strange. That'll be in Texas. And here's what happened. Very, very sad thing, but it shows something. There's a guy driving along, and it's middle of the night, 3 a.m., in a little town about 40 miles out of Austin. And by his name, because he ends up being murdered, his name seems like it's a foreign name of some sort. In any event, he's going down a street, and he realized he took the wrong turn. So at 3 in the morning, he pulls into a driveway. It happens in Milwaukee all the time. It happens in every town in this state all the time, to turn around. He doesn't go up the driveway. He doesn't go in the backyard. He goes over the sidewalk a couple of feet so that he can do a turn and go the other way. The homeowner is, this guy is unbelievable. The homeowner is up looking out the window guarding his property at 3 a.m., and he has a gun. He runs out the door after the guy. Guy pulls out of the driveway to turn around to go back the other way, and he blasts through the window and kills the driver. And then he calls the cops, the guy who did it, and says, I got a guy who was in my driveway. They arrested him, and he's been charged with murder. And given his age, he's somewhere in his 60s or 70s, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Now, let me say something. There's this kind of macho idea, especially down there, that you can shoot anybody who comes near your property or even slightly onto your property. The legal doctrine is the sidewalk you don't own. The city owns the sidewalk. So if the guy goes over the sidewalk, that's fine. The curtilage, as it's called, that's a little grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street, the city controls that. The city controls that. When you have a driveway, there's an implied license for somebody turning around to nose up a little bit into it to turn around. But remember something, down there in Texas a couple of years ago, some people were trick-or-treating. They're dressed in costumes, college age. One of them was Asian of some sort. And, you know, he has some kind of costume on. Goes up to the door, rings the doorbell. The homeowner shoots him and kills him right there on the porch. Now, you may think that this is an aberrant cultural thing in Texas. It's not aberrant at all. Well, certainly not in Texas. Up in Fond du Lac some years ago, you know, the Republicans all around the country have passed these so-called stand your ground statutes or castle doctrine statutes. It refers back to the idea that a man's home is his castle. That was originally a phrase used to explain your protection against unwarrantless searches and seizures. The Fourth Amendment. In other words, your home is your castle. It's like a king's castle to you. And the police in the state can't go in it without a search warrant or some sort of arrest warrant. They can't do it. It didn't mean that you can shoot anybody you want out the window or off the porch. But here's what the Republicans did, and they did it down in Florida with that terrible case some years ago, where a guy goes up, harasses an African-American kid walking along. The kid pushes him away. The guy pulls out a gun and kills the African-American kid and then says at trial that he had his stand the ground doctrine. In other words, the guy pushed him so he can shoot him. It was a stupid, ridiculous defense. The jury bought it, and the guy went free. Up in Fond du Lac, couple of years ago, some years ago. There were a bunch of kids playing, high school age, and they were playing some kind of hide and seek. And this one kid, who's an African-American kid, to hide, goes on the porch of a house. It's like a screened-in porch, but it not winterized, but it is attached to the house, and he's lying there. Homeowner comes out with a gun, and instead of saying, get out of here, what are you doing, or holding him, he shoots him and kills him. And the DA said that that is part of his house. On the other hand, if you did it to somebody in your garage, that would be murder. Somebody in the driveway, murder. What if the garage is attached to the house? Don't do it. The point is, any humanity, any decency, any America in the old days where you didn't look for excuses to shoot and kill someone, that's all out the window. But in Texas, it's even worse. This guy actually calls up the police to boast. He goes, I got a guy who's in my driveway. Well, first of all, the guy was turning around using the lip of his driveway just to go so he can go the other way. Secondly, you are not privileged to shoot somebody who's in your driveway. You are not privileged to shoot somebody who is in your backyard or your front yard. What you do is you call the police. Here, if he'd called the police, he would have been arrested for a frivolous phone call for obstruction. So the fact that people think they can do this, if you took a poll, there's a lot of people think nowadays you can shoot somebody if he's in your garage. You can't. You can shoot somebody if he's in your backyard. You can't. The sad thing is that this is overwhelmingly, innocently explained why the people are there. It's a mistake or whatever. People take shortcuts, cutting through yards, that kind of thing. But this mindset of murder, really, homicide, this mindset that we need a technical reason to kill somebody, the ultimate hunt, that has taken hold in a lot of states. These stand your ground laws and castle doctrines have to be repealed. The Republicans put them in because they realized a long time ago they are abusing people so badly and stripping them of their other rights, they have to give them a pretend right to make up for it. The other rights they strip them of are voting, for instance, health care, like in this state, and we're one of about a dozen that turned down Medicaid, that kind of thing. The Patriot Act lets the government seize what they want and go where they want in an emergency. It got amended slightly, but not enough. So what is the illusion that the Republicans give of somehow of freedom? Well, guns is one of them. I got news for you. There are more hunters in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. There are more combat veterans in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. So I don't want to be hearing about guns and the two parties. But what else? What else? And they give them this, and they go, okay, shoot somebody if he's in your house. Shoot somebody. You can kill him. Shoot somebody if he comes up to you on the street and pushes you. The old doctrine, the old common law doctrine, enshrined in statutes in most states, is you can use reasonable force necessary to protect yourself or others from great bodily injury. That's it. Somebody pushes you, wants to start a fight, you are required under the original common law to walk away, run away. Here, you can pull out a gun and shoot him in some states, in Florida and Texas. That's wrong. That is very wrong. And here in this state, we see it in Milwaukee. How many homicides are there in a given night? The other night, 3 or 4. Everybody resorts to guns. It seeped into the popular culture. But that's what's happening. It's happening around the country. And this business down in Texas, some guy's going along. Realizes he made a wrong turn, goes into a driveway briefly over the sidewalk, a few feet into the guy's driveway to turn around. Guy comes out, guns him down. And he's proud of it. It's sort of like he got a buck. It's the ultimate thrill in hunting. I legally shot a human being. That's how sick some of these people are. Well, let me tell you something. No, he didn't legally shoot anybody. He shot somebody, and he's going to be in the who's gal the rest of his life. They did charge him with murder. That at least they did. There was another case down there recently where a police officer came home to her apartment. It was a woman who's a police officer and went to the wrong floor. In other words, it was her apartment, but on the next floor. So it wasn't her apartment. She opens the door. It's unlocked. There's a guy sitting there, an African-American guy. It was his apartment. Pulls out a gun and she kills him. Kills him. And her defense is, I had a right to defend my castle, and I believed this was my castle, although incorrectly. And you know what the judge said? He said, well, it wasn't your castle. It was his castle. And the castle doctrine doesn't let you go into another guy's castle and shoot him. Goes to the who's gal. She goes to the who's gal, as she deserved to do. Yes, it was negligence, but it was really offensive to hear people argue this stuff. Knock it off. Back down. Walk away from fights. Walk away from fights. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.